Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Revelation chapter 3, reading from verse 7. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my words, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee, because thou hast kept the word of my patience. I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Amen. Look at what we have just read. You see, he's saying to us that he's sending his message to the church in Philadelphia. So the angel of the church in Philadelphia, he says, you write. And it says, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door. No man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and has not denied my name. See, this church of Philadelphia kept the word. What word? The holy scriptures in the Bible. And you have not denied my name. You know, that is his name. He said, wherefore, God has highly exalted the scripture and gave him a name that is above every other name, that the name of Jesus, that is his name. You know, the holy scripture is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He says, you have kept my word and has not denied my name. He said, the scripture, you are supposed to keep him as the personality of Jesus Christ. You are supposed to know him and keep this man. Who? This man of the scripture. He said, you have kept my word. Look at it in verse 11 of the same Revelation 3. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Hold him fast. What do you have already? He says in the same Revelation 2:25, he says, hold fast that which you have already. Hold fast till I come. He's talking of the word. He's talking of the word that he gave to us, which he gave to the Israelites in Mount Sinai. He's talking of the holy scriptures. He said, hold fast till I come, because he that said he's coming will come. He will come. But he said, hold fast till I come. He told Adam in the beginning, God has nothing new to say to humanity. He told Adam, he said, keep the word till I come. Let's go to Genesis chapter 2 and see what the scripture has to say. concerning keep the word. That's what he told Adam. And that's what he's telling us today. Genesis chapter 2. Listen to what he says in verse 15 of it, of Genesis chapter 2. And the Lord God took the man, which man? Adam. And put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. That's it. He said he took the man, which man? Adam. And put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. He was supposed to keep it. That's why he said, see that you keep it, that no man take your crown. He brought Adam into the garden to keep it. Because he said he is coming. He said, keep it till I come. But before he came, Adam didn't keep it. And Adam was keeping what he should not keep. And that's why when he came, he said, the same Adam heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And he said, Adam, you know he has come. Where are thou, Adam? He said, Adam was missing. He did not keep the word. He was missing. Where was he missing? He was lost. Who made him lost? The man. He says, so that man will not take your crown. Which man? The natural man. The naked man. The man of the flesh. Took his crown. Took his life. You know, when somebody died, it means his life is gone. You see, Adam died. He says that he planted a garden east of Eden. And he brought the man into the garden and said, keep it. And then they don't keep the word. He was not keeping what he should not keep. He was not keeping the flesh. He did not keep the spirit. Jesus says the flesh profited nothing. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit, they are life. He is supposed to keep the word. Instead of him keeping the word, he now kept himself. That's why he asked him, who told you you are naked? You see what he's keeping? He's not keeping the flesh in his heart. He don't know what he's supposed to keep. He did not keep the word. You know, we just read, he said that he planted a garden in Eden and brought the man into it. Look at it, John chapter 15. Then you will understand. John chapter 15. Reading verse 1 of it. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Are you hearing? He said, I am the true planting. When you hear of Eden, he said, don't be guessing. Don't be confused. When he said the Lord planted garden, he says, I am that planting. I am that garden. Who? Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Who is this Jesus Christ? The Word of God. He said this Word of God is the garden, which he said he planted, and he told Adam, he said, keep it. Dress it and keep it. Adam did not keep it. So his crown was taken from him. He was driven out of the garden. He was driven out of the garden. He lost it. That's what he's saying. He lost the planting. What planting? He said, I am that planting. Do you know God planted Christ? God gave us this Bible. Is that that's what the scripture says? That the Lord God gave the Holy Scriptures to the Israelites by Moses on Mount Sinai. He said, that is the planting which you are supposed to keep. Keep the word. That the Lord planted a garden, he brought the man into that garden. Do you know that God has brought us into this garden? He says, keep the word. Which word? The word of God in the Holy Bible. Look at Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4. He says, I am the garden that God planted, which he said, Adam keep. Adam did not keep him, so he was driven out. The man of the flesh took the crown from him. Mark chapter 4, Jesus in verse 1, he began again to teach by the seaside, and there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And he taught them many things by parables and said unto them in his doctrine. You know, Jesus had a doctrine. He's going to tell us the doctrine of Jesus Christ. Verse 3. Hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow, a planter. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it. And some fell on a stony ground, there it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, and because it had no depth of earth, but when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. Another fell on the good ground, and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased, and brought forth some 30, and some 60, and some 100-fold. And he said unto them, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit said. He says in Revelation. He said, let him hear what the Spirit says. In verse 14 of the same Mark 4, the sower soweth the word. Are you hearing? He said, there went out a sower, a planter. He said, the Lord God planted garden in Eden and brought the man in. He's telling us that the sower soweth the word. Who is the sower? He said, the Son of Man, the Word. You know that God planted this Bible. Who is this God? The Word himself. God is Word. He said, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. So the Word invisible gave birth to this visible scripture we have. He says, I am planted by my Father. And then he said, this sower went to sow. Today? No. From the beginning, he planted in Eden and brought Adam into it. Adam did not continue in the world. He didn't abide in the world. He says, if you abide in my word and my word abide in you, you are my disciple indeed. You can see, he said, Adam did not keep the word. Which word? This Holy Bible. He is not ordinary. He is the Son of the living God. Who? Jesus Christ himself. He said, keep the word. Keep the word. That if you keep the word, he that said he will come, will come. He will not tarry. He said he is coming. He told Adam, I'm coming. Adam did not keep the word. And so when he came, he was nowhere to be found. Because he didn't keep the word. When he came to Adam in the garden, it was not the end of the world. He only told him, keep till I come. Who is coming? Look at it in John chapter 14. John 14. Reading from verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. He says, if you love me, keep the scripture, then I will pray my Father, he will give you another comforter. Who is that comforter? The Spirit. The Spirit. He gave Adam the word, and he said, keep it, because the Spirit will come. The Spirit of that word will come. And so before the Spirit comes, Adam did not keep the word, so Adam was nowhere to be found. So when the Spirit of the word came, he said, Adam, Adam, where are thou? But if he had kept the word, then he says, I will pray my Father. Which Father? The Father that gave us the scripture. He says, Spirit. He says, I will pray him. He will give you another comforter. That is why he said, keep the word. Keep my commandment. Look at it. If we continue in verse 17. Even the Spirit of truth, that's it. He says, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because he seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. He says, dwell with you and then shall be in you. Verse 18. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Wonderful. He said, I will pray the Father, but now he says, I will come to you. I will not leave you comfortless. I am the one talking. I'm telling you concerning my body. I say, keep my body. When I say keep the word, I say keep my body. This is my body. And then when you keep the body, the spirit that owns this body, he say, will come. He that says he will come, he will come. He cannot lie. He will come. Look at it in verse 19. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but you see me, because I live, you shall live also. At that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He said, at that day, what day? When the Spirit come. At that day you will know that this word I said you should keep is in God, is in the Spirit of God. And then the Spirit of God is in this scripture. God is a spirit. What does that mean? God is word. But is it ordinary letters? No. Spiritual word. The invisible word. The word that is quick and powerful. The creator himself. He said, at that day you will know that this scripture is in God. It's in the spirit. And the spirit of God is in this scripture. Wonderful in verse 21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. He says, I will manifest myself to him. He that loveth me keepeth the word, keepeth the scripture. Verse 22. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou would manifest thyself unto us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He says, if you keep the word, he that said he will come, he will come. He will not delay. And then we will come and make our abode with you. He said to Martha, I am the resurrection, I am the life. He is saying that I am he that is to come. He said, but keep me till I come. He said, hold on fast. Don't let that man of the flesh take your crown. Don't let the naked man, as he took it from Adam, don't let him take it from you. Keep this word until the owner of this word will show up. He's not talking of flesh and blood. This word is talking of me. He's talking of the Spirit. He's talking of Christ, the Spirit of the living God. He said he will come. He will come to you. He said, hold on fast. What did he say? Hold on. He said, hold on to the scripture. Don't believe their lies. This scripture is not testifying on the flesh. It's not talking of the natural man. There is a natural man, Adam we took from the dust of the ground. That's not what he's saying. If there is a spiritual man, he told him, he said, keep to the spiritual man, he told Adam. But Adam left the spiritual man. He was not keeping the natural man, the naked man, the naked one. So before the spirit of the word comes, they are keeping to the flesh. He said, when the spirit comes, they are nowhere to be found. Because the Spirit says he's coming from for the natural. No, he's coming for the word. This is my body, Jesus says. He is his body, this word, this scripture, that my Father dwells in me. And therefore he said, keep the word. Keep means keep. That means keep this word as the person of Christ. He said, if you do so, then this understanding, this spirit that owns this word will show up. He will come to you. And that's why he says, if any man love me, he will keep the word. That means he will believe in me. He that believeth on me, believeth on him that sent me. So you will believe that this Bible, these holy scriptures in the Holy Bible, is the Son of God himself. Then you receive him so. You believe so that flesh and blood is not the child of God. That this word is the Son of God. That God the Father gave birth to this scripture. And then you keep him. And then when you keep him, he said the spirit of this scripture will come. Look at First Chronicles. See what happened in the days of King Saul. Gezaliah, as it happened to Adam, happened to this man. He will not keep the word. First Chronicles. Chapter 10, in verse 13 of it. So Saul died for his transgression, which he committed against the Lord, even against the word of the Lord, which he kept not, and also for asking counsel of one that hath a familiar spirit, to inquire of it, and inquired not of the Lord. Therefore he slew him, and turned the kingdom unto David, the son of Jesse. This is the king Saul, the first king of Israel. He was anointed by his prophet Samuel. He prophesied. He said, the scripture says he became another man, but he did not know what he's supposed to keep until he that said his coming will come. He said, keep the word. Keep the word. He didn't keep the word. He rather kept himself. And therefore he lost it. The crown was taken away from him. What crown? The crown himself. What is that crown? The spirit. The spirit of the word. He said he did not receive the spirit of the word. Though he had prophesied, though he has spoken, he has quoted scripture, but he did not receive the personality of the scripture, is what he's saying. He didn't receive him. But he said he is coming. Who is coming? The person. The spirit himself. And so we said, because he kept not the Lord, the word of the Lord. He did not keep the word. But David, he said, the Lord not turn into David, because David kept the word. He kept the king. He kept the word. And so the spirit left him, King Saul, and went to the word, because the word is what he's looking for. He's looking for the keeper of the word. That's why he says to the church in Philadelphia, he said, keep the word till I come. When I come, I will make you a pillar. That means he will establish you in the truth of God. He will make you to know the truth, and then the truth will make you free. And so he said, King Saul did not know the truth. He didn't keep the word. So he didn't come to the knowledge of the truth. That's what he's saying. He just thought that because he can quote scripture, he can preach, that is all. No, it's not a question of you quoting scripture. It's more than quoting scripture. It's knowing whom the scripture is testifying of. It's knowing him, which the scripture says that heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. It's knowing him, which he says that forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Knowing the person. He said he didn't know. Like Adam did not know. Though he put him in the garden, he didn't keep the word. Though King Saul was received the spirit, he didn't keep the word. So he lost it. He's telling us that you are to keep the word until he come. Until he come. Who? Until the owner of the scripture comes. He said, keep till I come. Who is coming? Is it on the last day? No. He told them, he said, wait in Jerusalem until the Spirit come. He's saying to you, now continue in my word until the Spirit of the word come. Because he that said he's coming will surely come. He said, when he come, he will set you free. You will not know the true man. You will not know him that you are supposed to know, that God is a spirit. That spirit gives birth to spirit. Spirit don't give birth to flesh. That flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. That God is talking of his son. That is, so I came to sow the word. He says, I am the true planting, not flesh. That God planted a garden in Eden. He said he brought the natural man to come inside so that he will keep the word, and then he will change over from the natural to the supernatural. He will not turn to the truths. When he not turn to the truth, then he will reject the natural. That's why he says to us in Romans, look at it in Romans chapter 13. Romans chapter 13. He says, many has fallen because they didn't know that you are supposed to keep the word, so they kept themselves and they fell. Like Adam fell. So please, keep the word. Romans 13, verse 14. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Are you hearing? He said, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Who is this Jesus Christ? The Holy Word of God. Is Jesus Christ. He said, put him on, and then make no provision for your flesh. For the natural. Don't make provision for the natural. Make provision for the spiritual man. Keep the word. Adam made provision for the natural. That was his folly. He said, keep the word. If you keep the word, look at it in John chapter 12. John chapter 12. Wonderful. What a wonderful God we have. John chapter 12. He says in verse 25, he that loveth his life shall lose it. And he that hated his life in this world shall keep it unto eternal life. What is the life in this world? The natural, the flesh. Which he said, don't make provision for. He said, he that loveth his life, what life? The natural. The natural. He said, he shall lose the spiritual. When Adam took to the natural, he lost the spiritual. He died to God. He was not alive anymore. And he that hated his life in this world shall keep it unto eternal life. He said, then if you hate this natural, you will take the spiritual. He said, love not the world. He's not telling you of these cities. No. He's telling you of the natural man. He's a worldly man. Love not the world, nor the things of the world. For if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not him. That if anyone love the world, he says, an enemy of God. So Adam now made himself an enemy of God. How? He took to the natural. He said, keep the world. Keep the world. There is natural, there is spiritual. He says, if you keep the spiritual, how do you keep the spiritual? He said, you reject the natural. You don't make provision for the natural. You make provision for him. For him. That's why he said, keep him. Keep him, means keep. Because this is your life, Moses told them. Do you know that Jesus Christ is your life? That's what he said. He said that this scripture is your life. You better believe it. Because he cannot lie. He said, then keep this one. If you keep him, you have kept your life. But if you keep this flesh, he said, you have kept death. He that sows to his flesh. He says, shall the flesh reap corruption, reap death. But he that keeps the word, keep to the spirit. He said, we by the same spirit shall reap everlasting life. Is it on the last day? No. No. Look at it in Revelation as we're rounding off in this message. Revelation 22, the last chapter and the last book of the Bible. Revelation 22. And hear what it says. In verse 7 of it, behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. He said, behold, I come quickly. He means so, he cannot lie. Look at verse 12 of it. And behold, I come quickly. And my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, saith the Lord himself. He says, I come quickly. He means so. He says, if you keep the word, my Father will love you. He will come quickly. Who? The Spirit. He says, in that day of the feast, he cried out and he said, whosoever is athirst, let him come to the water of life freely and drink. And then as the scripture has said, that he that drink from him out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. He was speaking of the Spirit. He said the Spirit of this scripture will come quickly to you if you keep the word. He said you will receive the Spirit of the scripture, then you will be established in the scripture. You become a pillar. You will know that God is word. God is word. He said you will know him. Then you will become a pillar. You will no more go out. You will not be wandering. No, you will continue in this house. What house? This house of God. He says, where I am, there will my servant be as well. You will be where he is. You will be in the world. The word is in you. It's wonderful. What a wonderful life. What an amazing life. That's what he's calling us to. He said, keep the word. I am coming quickly. Not on the last day. Martha said on the last day, my brother will rise. They said, no, you don't get it. The world doesn't get it. Everything he's saying, he means what he's saying, and he says what he means. God is not a twister. No. Everything he says is straight. He says, if you keep my word, you will receive the spirit of the word quickly. That's what he's saying. He's not talking of his coming quickly on the last day quickly. No. He means that he will come to you quickly. If you continue in the scripture, he said the spirit of the scripture will come speedily. Speedily. Whereas men not receive the spirit of the scripture because they have not kept the word. They are keeping the flesh. They are reading the Bible, but they are thinking of themselves. But he said, if you keep the word as he commanded Adam, the spirit will come. Final scripture. Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. Please keep the scriptures. And the owner of the scripture will show up. Hebrews chapter 10. Reading from verse 37 to the end of it. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of our soul. We receive in the end of our faith, even the salvation of our soul. He said, if you continue in me, your soul will be saved. You will receive the Savior, who is the Savior of the Spirit. He said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You will be saved. You will be saved. He said, he will give you the life. What life? His life. Which he promised to Adam. Adam did not keep the word, so he didn't receive the life. He died. He promised King Saul. King Saul didn't continue in the word. He died. The spirit departed. He says, he said, for a little while, not a long time, a little while, and he that shall come will come. He will not tarry. He doesn't delay. He says that if you continue in faith and you are not drawing back, then he so will have pleasure in you. What so? He said, my father will love you. If you continue in this scripture, he said, the father that gave this scripture to us will love you. He said, will come to you quickly. He said, where the carcass is, there the eagles will gather. That's where the spirit comes to. No, excuse me. Your spirit is in your body. So also the spirit of God is in the body of God. So he said, if you hold on to his body, then the spirit of the body will come and say, hey, who's holding on to me? Who has taken hold on me? You can see, then he will fill you with his spirit. Like a woman with issue of blood took hold on a garment, he said she got healed. He said, if you take hold on the word, on the Son of God, by faith, he said, he that said he will come quickly, not delay. You know that woman got healed instantly? He said, you'll be healed instantly from the serpent bite. You know the natural man beat man. They don't know whom God is. God is this very Bible, this word himself. You will say you will know him. Please keep the word. Don't let the natural man take your crown. The natural took the crown of Adam. He has taken many people's crown. They were called. He said many are called. Few are chosen, because only a few kept the word. Only a few know that this is the very Son of God himself. He said, but if you keep the word, he that promised cannot fail. He will come. He will give you his spirit. He's telling you, you will receive the spirit of this holy Bible. And when you receive the spirit of this holy Bible, you become a pillar. Unmovable. Unchangeable. Established forever. That's what he said. You will be established in the truth. You will know that of the truth is the Son of God. The Son of God himself.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogun. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.